Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be here and to be sharing once again on this program, which we've been exploring now for a couple of years. So exciting. And really, what this is all about in terms of what we explore, I invite inquiry, discussions, awareness, education on topics that sometimes are so often squashed away in the shadows around our sexuality and consciousness. I share stories of my own path, meditations, and some tools and techniques to take with you to explore and invite your own self-inquiry on this journey. And today, as we open up, I'm going to invite us once again to breathe and get settled in and actually take a moment to notice what it's like to be in a body as we begin today's program. I invite you to settle in. Take a breath. And notice. Notice what it's like as you breathe. Notice what it's like as you feel breath in your body, as you feel air on your skin, as you sense earth, connection to earth. Whether that's through your seat or feet, or noticing the way in which you're relating with the earth, feeling in your body. Which way is earth? How do you sense that, feeling that? Notice if your brain comes in, your intellect, which is beautiful and amazing, if it comes in to try to sort that out for you, or can you notice by sensing and feeling? Where is the earth? And invite an exhale with some sound. Trusting sound, trusting making sound as an inquiry or an exploration. This can be an edgy place to go. Just notice what that feels like if you feel safe in the space you're in to make a little sound. And notice how that feels in your body. Inviting any heaviness or nervousness or stress of the day to drop away, to let yourself sink in. And give yourself a breath of gratitude for taking this time to slow down, to feel and to notice your body, and to open up perhaps to some new possibilities. And with that, feeling the space around you, gently bringing your awareness back in and opening your eyes. Yay! So welcome, whether you're joining us today live or in the archives later, I invite you to explore sinking in and settling in these meditations and explorations. It's a really beautiful time to let ourselves notice what's emerging for us. I'll often invite, like, just taking a few breaths to notice that can make a whole shift in mood and attitude and day. And it really can be as simple as that, a couple of breaths to notice what's emerging. And while taking that into deeper practices to meditations and other explorations of mindful awareness, it really begins with simply a couple of breaths. And five breaths is less than a minute. It takes nothing away from our day. Notice that and feel it. Invite it. So today, I'm excited. We are going to explore a topic that was inspired by a question I recently received. And this question came through from someone who is a client of mine and was seeking an answer to the question, what is the meaning of living? Like, what's its purpose? Why are we here? Banding on the way he asked it. The a little bit different than the meaning of life, perhaps, in his view as he was asking the question. So I'll invite, what is the meaning or purpose of living, of what I will term being on this planet, of being here now and being in a lifetime on this earth at this moment? And we're going to inquire into that with the connection that it has to me, because this very inquiry to me is the very root of this journey of self-realization, the path that I invite, which I name as illuminating this path of self-realization through mindfulness, through sacred sexuality, through yoga, through meditation. These are ways, these are access points into who the heck are we and why are we here? And so it's the very root of what sacred sexuality is all about, of what that inquiry of self-realization through the sacredness of our bodies and our physicality is very much the core to me of what this question is inviting. So I want to take today to explore a question, what is the meaning or the purpose of living? And how does that connect with sacred sexuality? Like, what's this all about? To begin that, I want to start with, well, what do we even mean by what is living? What is life? And to me, that very nature of that inquiry is also pretty vast. Like, some of the premises that I begin with in my work and invite, and again, this is different for everyone. So this is one perspective of what this answer could be. And in fact, my answer in the moment to this person who inquired was basically that. This, you know, indeed, this is the very essence of self-inquiry on this planet. I have an answer to this, and I'm going to expand on that. What's your answer? So I want to invite that as well. What's your answer as you sit with this deeply, perhaps philosophical or broad question? Because in fact, it is that very inquiry into that I believe is part of the reason why we're here. Kind of an interesting paradox in a way. So let me continue. The what is life? What is consciousness? And I start with this, that we are in fact energetic beings. We are vastly infinite beings in a finite form. Or we are energetic beings in a physical body. I'll take it to the next place to say you might invite that as we are a soul inhabiting a physical body or a spiritual being having a human experience. And to me, that's the core of beginning with my work, with this path in sacred sexuality and the way I offer it, with my journey in life and what that means to me and how that's shifted over many decades as I'll say, I kind of stretched and rubbed my eyes and blinked a little bit and opened them and went, oh, life's a little different than what I thought I was trudging along in. And as that happened a couple of decades ago now, really seeing what's emerging. So this being an energetic being in a physical body, starting with that presencing, the next piece of that is what a gift it is to be in this physical body. And I say that with like delight and kind of a little shiver and a smile and a wiggle I'll offer. That's when I say I'm delighted to be in a physical body. How exciting, what a gift to be in one. And I invite that from the perspective that, as one of my teachers would say, you know, not all energetic beings get to be in a physical body. So it's kind of like a joy to go, wow, I get to be here. And through this physical body, I can access and work with energy, which is the very nature of my being. So as an energetic being, again, not defined by the physical form or the organism I inhabit, but instead, you know, delighting that I am in this organism. This is a part of who I am and how I express right now, but it's not the sole definition of me, is pretty amazing. And it's through this body that I can access energy and work with energy intentionally. And that for me, that's part of the remembering of, in fact, who I am, which we'll come back to a little bit more. So now I'm an energetic being. I'm in a finite form. I'm in a physical body. I'm a soul in a body. Through this physical body, now I can receive sunlight on my skin and breathe prana through my breath. And I can eat food that nourishes my body, which then brings in nutrients and basically the building blocks for this beautiful body that I am in, and bringing mindful into the energy that brings me. That I, as I, my physical body is one of the ways that I can step down energy and work with it, make it into, create it into a form that is accessible to me, as a being. That when I now can consciously work with that energy, that amps up the potential. So certainly that energy kind of happens automatically often, and we don't even notice. You know, I went through life for many decades not thinking a darn thing about breath or prana or how sunlight might actually give me energy and not just be this scary thing to cover up from, and how food, you know, isn't just the thing that, oh, I'm craving and need to stuff myself with, which I did a lot of. But this shift in awareness that it's a mindful interaction. I'm coming into relationship to co-create with this, essentially. Like, wow, the food that I bring into my body, for example, is what I'm made of. It's what the physical organism, me, is made of. So when I bring food into my body, what are those little building blocks that are being broken down and then taken into my cells and you know, creating the new cell walls? And like, that's a pretty powerful concept to realize that the food I bring into my body actually builds my body. So this exploration then of when we're asking the inquiry of what is the meaning or purpose of living, as we're now exploring what is life itself, that we are life, that life is a consciousness that comes into physical form as one way to look at it. So then why do we do that, you might ask? Well, and again, I view it as a gift. Like, wow, I got to be here this time around. Perhaps I chose to be here. I chose to come into this particular body that had this particular set of parentage and lineage so that I could explore this particular set of life experiences to continue my growth and learning. And this gets to the core of what I'll invite, of why I see us here. Like, we are this energetic being and we're that energetic beingness, and less so with the actual incarnation that we've chosen. And yet, but in that purpose, the incarnation that we've chosen or the body that we're in is set up very much tied to the next piece of learning and growth and transformation that we've come to know at a soul level was important for our growth. So that as we now step into this body, and now we're here, and now as humans walking around, the question emerges that says, well, what is the meaning or purpose of me being here? As I've pondered on that, and in the past, I had some reflections in times when I kind of wondered, like, why the heck am I here? I, you know, this just feels awkward and random. I didn't feel very connected, even with family. Often felt really out of place, kind of like I just sort of landed here from another planet, which perhaps is a part of that journey. You know, it being an energetic being, where do we originate? The stars, perhaps, you know, and this is getting into other different ways of looking at how we originate. But it felt so foreign in a way in the early part of my life, just kind of like whoa, do I really belong here? So I felt a little disillusioned, maybe a little like bummed out, sometimes wondering why the heck am I even around? And in things that changed later in my journey and facets that I've discussed before around my what I'll call a spiritual awakening, where I just kind of woke up in the world as I was flying along at 99 miles an hour in rapid hyper overdrive, trying to do everything I could to prove that I was good enough, so to speak, to who I'm not sure, I think to myself. But as I was trying to prove that or walk in that, I was in a burn up crispy fry mode. And it wasn't until the beautiful process of pregnancy and birth of my daughter that I thought I was going to tackle in the same way I had done everything else and just put that on the list of things to do and get it done. And that wasn't working. And as that sort of shifted and the universe invited me to see it differently, that woke me up. It woke me up to seeing that slowing down and listening and opening up to reveal the very nature of why I'm here was in fact what was being called for. And that to me is what it's all about, that we're here to remember who we are, that is our purpose, to remember who we are, to remember why we're here, to remember and connect with and create the path that is our authentic purpose. So that why we're here, or why the meaning of this, is really about what is our authentic gift to share with the world? What is our authentic path? That very nature of that self-inquiry is, to me, part of the purpose. And as we align with that authenticity that's moving through us and get a chance to put that out in the world, that in itself is part of the purpose or the process. That as I align with what I'm meant to share or how I'm meant to teach or what I'm meant to offer, that purpose then relates to invite inspiration for others, perhaps. And that we all have that. We all have our own unique, authentic path and journey on this planet. And that's so beautiful because it's uniquely ours. No one else gets to name it or say that it is for us. We get to actually go, wow, this feels really good and it is for me because I know it and it rings in my body. And I want to come back to that because it's the embodied listening. It's the embodied presence of really being in a body, which is what brings us back so deeply to sexuality. That the very nature of life's purpose and the very nature of sexuality are really actually deeply connected. And that may not mean sex in the bedroom, sex all the time, but that our sexual energy as this deep creative life force potency that is a part of who we are, that creative potential, that energy that drives us to put forth in the world what is our authentic journey. The seat of our authentic power is in our second chakra, in the sacral chakra, the sexual center. That authentic power, connecting with and remembering that authentic power and trusting it, to me is the very nature of why we're here on this planet. That's a big deal. Like, I sure didn't pay much attention to that for a long time. And as I have started to notice and relate to and get into my body and trust listening to my body and inviting that the very nature of listening to my body is providing the little gems, the little breadcrumbs, the nuggets of like, oh yeah, this next piece. Yes, this is important. Oh yes, this is the next thing I need to do, or this piece is the next piece I need to explore. These are powerful pieces to invite. And I'm going to come back to exploring a little bit more of what I mean by this embodied presence and how it connects after this short break.
Thank you, Leslie. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is February 17th, 2015, and you are listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie, please give us a call at 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay! Thanks, Courtney. So as we now continue on this journey of inquiry in today's topic, what is the meaning of living, or the meaning or the purpose of living? What's it like to be here? And we're exploring that very inquiry is this path of self-realization that is connected so deeply to sacred sexuality, that to me the path of sacred sexuality is a journey of self-realization and illuminating that path, and that in that, as I notice who I am and remember who I am and connect with my authentic purpose on this planet, that's really the reason I'm here, is to connect with that and align with that. And in that, let me be clear, like, it's not this magical, okay, now I'm connected with my authentic path and my purpose here is done. I feel it as it's, again, a journey, an inquiry. Like, in the journey of connecting with my path and mine, and I invite each one of ours being so uniquely ours, like, each person's path is uniquely theirs. And you have this amazing power of being this unique being that has a special gift to share, each and every single person. That as I connect with that, I bump up against things. And this is where the other piece of it comes in, the learning, growing, transforming piece. So I'll say it's connecting with purpose and authentic path. And in that process, I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm changing. I'm transmuting energy. I'm shifting the way my energy bodies are carrying stuff. In other words, I bump up against challenges. I bump up against messages or little lessons from the universe that get presented. And I might choose to witness those and learn or grow from them in some way. And the beauty is we'll only get the ones that we're capable of handling. Right? The universe will support us in that. If we can trust that the universe will support us in that, then what emerges our way is something we got in some way, right? It might mean we don't have to go head first into that thing, and it's about maybe speaking a boundary that says, no, thank you. So then we're not in it. Or maybe it is that we are exploring some piece of it and there's a shift in the way we interact. Or there's some layer of old stuff we're still carrying that an experience invites us to see differently. But the very fact that we're here and relating with the world around us is how we learn and experience and grow. It's the very nature of coming into relationship with experiences that invites the possibility for a shift or a change or a transformation. If we never came into relationship with experience at all, we wouldn't have any experience at all. It kind of reminds me of the movie Finding Nemo, when the dad, I can't think of his name right now, but anyway, he's on the quest for Nemo and he's freaking out because his son has been sort of taken away, and he's, oh, but I promised I would never let anything happen to him. And Dory, the exquisitely brilliant, wise one in a really unique package, kind of says, well, I don't understand. Like, if you never let anything happen to him, then nothing would ever happen to him. Like, and it was kind of this neat lesson in, you know, it's okay to have our own experiences. These aren't necessarily bad things. They're part of what help shape us and grow us and invite us to see things differently or to transform. So it is that very relating with experiences that that is kind of key, which is why I believe we have, you know, why we're here. We have life. We have interaction with life so that we have those experiences, so that we can learn and grow, so that we can offer new possibilities and we can really shift and change, shift the whole consciousness together because we're so connected. Humans on this planet are connected deeply at an energetic level. We want to call it through the grids or the fields of awareness or simply the fact that we're all on this planet together, whatever we want to call that, we're very deeply connected to each other and the earth. And that together, as sort of a consciousness level, we're shifting and growing. And things are moving very fast right now as the planet and various cycles are all aligning in very strong ways. So this time is a really potent time. Like I view it as, again, a gift to be on this planet right now, like in particular. Wow. It's like the potency is accelerated. Our access to shifting is changing. The access to the worlds of the realm of the other that are hard to name is more available. And we can then, in that access, like learn in deep knowing ways. Some of the stuff I'm inviting is not a cognitive level thing. It's an energetic level thing. It's like resonating at a new awareness or a new level of knowing or something just like clicks, like yes. And so this gets to this next piece that I want to focus on, which is trusting our body. So why, you know, how is this connected? This sort of purpose and meaning of life is connected to sacred sexuality through our bodies, that our bodies contain infinite wisdom. You know, we're the microcosm of the universe holographically, so that what's within us is messages and information that supports infinite awareness. And I'll call it, our bodies contain infinite wisdom. When we can invite and trust and listen to it, it can support us to change and grow and emerge in new ways. And what I mean by that is it's not that the answers to these questions are outside of us. That's what I want to invite. By going within, listening to what the body has to say, that's how we learn, grow, and know. That when we feel it, we know it as our truth. This is explored in some ways with Gnostic wisdom, with Gnosis, with this idea that what we learn, you know, everything we need to know is within. And that's what I invite. That's so empowering to say, wow, you don't need to have anyone else tell you the right way. Instead, what's it like to come into experiences and relationships with all these beautiful beings that we get to interact with on this planet as a way of learning and knowing, but connecting with that wisdom from within? So it might be that our teachers invite new possibilities, like, wow, yeah, that feels like that may be for me. And that then in that, for me, kind of nature, it's what the reason I know that was the resonance in my body. I felt it in my body. That's a big deal. When we can start to trust that, it's so empowering. So it's not saying that we don't, you know, we can just be sort of close ourselves off from everyone and not relate with the world. No, it's an invitation that as we experience and relate with teachers and teachings and offerings from the universe, that when we can gather and incorporate what really rings as our truth. Now, some of the keys there I've found, some of the pitfalls there I've found, are we don't always know exactly what our body is authentically telling us. And sometimes there's some wounded place stuff that comes in, and sometimes there's some egoic level stuff where we're in a layer that's not truly source authenticity. So as we journey in this, like tapping into tools and ways to trust, listening to authentic body wisdom as a source of information. And that's a journey. It's not an on-off switch. It's not a simple like, oh yeah, it's this and not this or this particular button or switch. It is a journey of inquiry, and it is the nature of that journey and inquiry that is this nature to me of the purpose why we're here. It kind of all comes back to that C those same pieces that listening and trusting my body reveals to me the way. I want to invite giving a few examples, especially this concept that we're here to learn, grow, and transform. change and alchemical change and transformation is all based on supporting a container that holds open that space. And that's a big core to my work in foundation and sacred sexuality is what's the container for possibility? Without the container, we don't have change. We don't have transformation. With a container, though, we can support like, oh, yeah, now I can relax fully into my fullest potential. So part of this journey is connecting with that container within, connecting with container of safe space, of witnessing without judging, witnessing ourselves without judging. And really then in that process, remembering deeply who we are and inviting the emergence of the revealing of that. So trusting the body and embodied listening. I want to invite a bit of a practice for this. So let's take a moment actually to do that. One of the tools that I invite and offer and work with people with is what I call a body wisdom toolkit. And it's got four basic steps, principles, that also can be expanded quite deeply and can go into some really vast and complex explorations. Yet I want to invite here to just tap into this nugget of what I invite with these four steps. And let's see how this feels. So when I invite listening to the body and this body wisdom toolkit, it really is to start to bring awareness that we have the capacity and the choice to listen and make a change in our body. That we really have that power to literally heal our bodies. We have the power to change and relate, to change the way we relate to beings on this planet, to deepen our connections with others. We have the power working with our energy to manifest what our heart's desires and even to connect with source, with the divine, with spirit, God, universe, whatever that is for you, however you relate to this other mystery. And we, in that, I want to invite this practice. So this practice is to just start to explore what's it like to bring awareness that we do have the capacity to listen to our bodies and to listen to what's going on inside. So let's start with this, an invitation for you all listening. We're going to do four steps. First, take a breath and notice the way you're sitting. And notice. So this first step is notice. Notice a place in your body. Maybe it's a little irritating. There's a little uncomfortable spot, a little tightness or a little, there's a little, a niggling spot, we'll just say. So notice where that is. Kind of mentally draw a little boundary, a container around that spot. And with your breath, invite in and inhale into that spot to sort of bathe the spot with an inquiry. Just really not trying to do anything, just bathe it, listen to it, and bring breath there. A couple of breaths. Let those breaths just inform this spot. With no expectation. And one more. So that was the second step. We took an action. We'll come back to these. The third, what are you noticing now in that spot? You noticed a spot. You took some breaths to allow them to simply inform the spot. Notice without judging, just notice, witness. Does the quality of what you felt before change? Does it feel different? Is there a shift? If it was tight, does it feel less tight? Does it feel more tight? Does it feel like it moved? Does the shape of it change? Does the texture of it change? Did it have a color or a smell or a sensation associated with it? Did that change? So notice that I'm inviting these felt sense type of markers that are underneath layers of emotional content or the story that we wrote about it. And that's fine to have a story associated with it. But let's set that aside for now. Story meaning like, oh yeah, it's that tight spot that I got from blah, blah, blah. Like, set that aside and just notice the spot. So did you notice the shift or the change? Any shift or change? And as you notice that, oh, awesome. I just made a change in my body. Something changed, perhaps. Notice that, and then this fourth beautiful step, and don't forget this one, it's the most important, and that's give a little happy dance. I'm literally wiggling, and my arms are in the air. Whee! Happy dance, wiggle. Celebrate that you just made a change in your body. And I know, I hear you. I hear this, well, yeah, but it didn't really all go away, if it was the tightness, for example. Or, oh, yeah, but I got 15 other ones. Or, oh, yeah, but... And what I want to invite is, let those go. Say, I hear you fine. And then go, I made a change. However small, I made a change by simply slowing down to notice and making a shift or a change intentionally, noticing again, and then I celebrate that. And this is the beginning, to me, of waking up an awareness around what's it like to listen to my body. And with that, I want to take a call and around this very question. So let's connect here with Brett. Brett, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Are you there? Hi, yes, great. You are on the air with me. Yeah, fantastic. So you had a question about listening with your inner calling.
Yes.
Is that right?
So, yes, that's right. So, yeah, so I've been recently getting into meditation and spiritual awareness and these kinds of things. And on this issue of love and sexuality, I find what you're saying quite thought-provoking, but one question that comes to my mind when you talk about sort of connecting to your selfhood and your desires is how do you limit these desires? There are certain desires that we may have that are not socially acceptable or morality or religion-wise that we may constrain our desires. And so I'm just wondering, how do you negotiate, in a sense, the pressures, social pressures, with these kinds of inner desires that through meditation and through reflection we can come to.
Yes, great. Thank you for your question. That part of the exploration is indeed an important part of the balance, right? Of we have some inner calling or we feel an inner desire, and then how do we balance that with needs and wants from ourselves, needs and wants of others, and things like that. So that's the very nature of the path of sacred sexuality to me is what's it like to not only connect with the wisdom, but hold the safe space for ourselves and others to relate with it. So part of that is, as we're listening, it kind of comes to what I touched on before, which is, you know, what is the message we're getting, or what is this body level authenticity? When is it authentic, and when is it coming from sort of a wounded spot? So I'll say, like, let's say, yeah, my body is telling me I need to eat chocolate-covered marshmallows all day long. Well, you know, likely that is not an authentic body calling for nourishment. And yet there's something that's really real about that, right? I feel that. I want that. So it's kind of negotiating when it's from a wounded place or a place that's inviting some shift. Like, what can I learn from that? How can I change? And going into that discernment place. And the discernment is really, to me, the keys around discerning between those two pieces is slowing down and deeply starting to become aware of sensations, like the exercise I just invited, that invites, I want to strip away the story of, I want chocolate-covered marshmallows right now, to be, to instead, what's the sensation I'm feeling in my body? What's really happening? Is it, you know, I'm feeling tension in my stomach, or I'm feeling, tightness across my chest, or my breath is increasing, or I'm, sweating. These, as we can peel away the onions into the layers of sensory experience, it can help us start to rebuild an encyclopedia of what that is for us, so that what we thought was driving us towards one thing might be something else. So that's one piece.
Yes,
does that make sense?
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, in some cases with the chocolate-covered marshmallows, it might be an easier sort of exercise. But from my own experience, and concretely in my own life, I'll just give you an example of the kinds of things I struggle with. Is a couple months ago, I went to a family reunion. My uncle Tucker Taylor, and he's a goat farmer. And there was a cute little goat out there, and boy, I tell you, I just wanted to take it in the bushes and just stick my dick right in that asshole and just come all over it.
All right. Well, we lost Brett. So, and what I will just touch on from that is often we will have desires connecting with what are those authentic ones and allowing ourselves to trust our energy are a big part of what this journey is all about. And it's quite a complex journey. It's not that things are good or bad. It's how do we express them? What feels safe and good to express them? Are we relating in open and conscious ways with the people, the beings that are a part of that expression? And yeah, it's a powerful journey. So next we have a question from Kaur. And I may be butchering your name. Is it Kaur?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, Kaur. Okay. Beautiful. Welcome. You're calling from Texas?
Yes.
Fantastic. And what was your question?
Well, as we're talking about sacred sexuality, and as far as intimacy goes, I seem to have a hard time being able to just release and just go there. What techniques can we use?
To release. Yes. So I might invite, so sometimes that's questions around like letting go with a partner or releasing an orgasm. Is that?
Yeah. It seems to take me forever. And it's so frustrating.
Yeah. So first of all, invite yourself. What's that?
And he's a good lover. So it's a me thing.
Totally. Noelle, and what I invite first and foremost is our lovers hold space with us and can invite, and we together we can do it, play a beautiful dance of togetherness and exploration. And yet it's never our partner. It's always our own exploration of our, it's not that someone gives us something or does something to us. You know, we are in our own bodies allowing and opening orgasmic potential and energetic flow. And our partners can be of deep service in that together. It's our own inquiry, and that's not a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing to shift our awareness from like having to sort of wait around for somebody else to do it. Like we get to own that. Like yay, it's part of what we get to explore. That said, the first thing I'll invite is when it feels like it takes a long time, that's okay. Like first and foremost, I can't tell you how many, like 2 decades or so of my sexual history, I was like plagued with that. Like, oh, I'm taking too long. I'm boring my partner. They're going to think I don't like this. And I had all these senses of like self-deprecating, like I'm not doing it right. Clearly I'm not good enough because I can't have this orgasm quickly. And so I just want to start with that. Like, it's okay for it to take a while. And when we can trust that journey of kind of dancing in and out of what I'll call sort of building in arousal and then resting and opening wide in a slow, gentle valley, what I'll call more of a valley experience where the energy shifts and it settles. what I used to try to do is like, oh, there's this orgasm over the mountain, so I'm going to drive there right now all at once, like straight up the side. And what would happen is I'd bump up against all these things that would stop me from feeling pleasure, and it would sort of drive these really strong, like, not gonna get there, right? And then as soon as I felt like, oh, I'm not going to get there, then that would be the very thing that would stop me. Like, okay, you're right, so I'm not. And then I would just cycle down. What I wasn't doing, and what has emerged since as one invitation for this, to slow down and to really trust, like, I'm in no rush here. I don't have to have an orgasm. I can slow down, listen, feel the pleasure of this moment rather than drive towards the thing that appears it's coming over the ridge. And that in that slowing down, sometimes what will happen is the energy shifts. Like, it's building, and then, breath. Yet that breath can invite it into other places in the body. Sometimes our sexual energy will get really genitally focused, and this will allow it to spread. We can rest with the breath, like, do what I call trust the valley. Trust the valley experience that I'm in an ebb, but that ebb has momentum in itself, and that there's another sort of flow or another build space on the other side of that very, very often. And often it's five or six of those before a full orgasmic release is ready to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that slowing down can feel frustrating even for ourselves without a partner. Like, well, but I don't want to take so long, or I want this to blah, blah, blah. And so it really is an invitation of, I'm allowed to slow down. It's okay to slow down. That in slowing down, it actually feels better, or can. And that I can trust that in myself. That's one way I would address that question.
Right.
Do you have, any other
that makes sense.
Pieces to that?
No, I mean, I think you're right. It's like looking at it over the mountain going, all right, I got to go get it.
Yeah, we want to, you know, like, I want to go, like, I like sex too. I want to hit that, you know, I want to get that peak. And it's a really elusive and frustrating thing when it's this thing that's not now. You know, when we're doing that real pointy place of something is over the ridge, it also can hold us back from really feeling and knowing and learning that there are more doors. I'll offer one more piece to this before we close, that sometimes when I'm building in the one way I know, and if I'm really driving towards that particular doorway, then I'm missing the fact that there's five other doorways over here. And that if I actually slow down and enter one of those other doorways, there's like a whole other hallway with a whole other set of doorways. And then, wow, if I slow and take a breath here, I notice there's a whole other level to the building, or five other levels to the building, or five other buildings. And those inquiries come from really slowing down. So thank you for your question, Cal. Yes, enjoy the rest of the program.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So with that, I want to invite us to do a bit of a final break, and we'll be coming back to close with once again a bit of a practice.
Thank you so much for everyone for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysterieschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home, with a partner or by yourself, with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. The 2015 Mystery School Year of Sacred Sexuality classes are underway. consider joining us for a Sacred Sexuality Creating Your Blissful Life weekend workshop this weekend, February 21st, 22nd. Sign up by February 18th, tomorrow. See the calendar under offerings for dates and details and to register. The best way to get announcements about upcoming classes is to subscribe to the email newsletter, about 1 to 2 per month, link available under contact at the website. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering, Sunday, February 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings but not sure where to start? Join us at a Temple Gathering. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the temple are welcome and not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information is available at the website under offerings. And now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Ah, thank you, Courtney. And thank you, listeners. Thanks for the questions. I appreciate hearing what's alive. And as we settle down into our final closing practice, a few breaths, exploring today as we have, what is the purpose? Why? What is the meaning of why we're here, why we're living? And that inquiry into trusting our bodies, the journey, the path of realizing who we are through trusting being in our body and our sacred sexuality. Take a few breaths now to notice how your body feels in this moment. Any differences or changes from when we began? Noticing your breath and the way it relates to the physical body. Feeling the way you're connected with the earth through the floor, your seat, or your feet. And invite an exhale to carry away any charge or heaviness, stress, maybe a limiting belief or thought that just no longer serves. And let that sink and settle away into the earth. Let yourself receive that transmission of letting go, of opening and allowing. Is a journey of listening to your body. Hi. And then on an inhale, invite in a quality you choose to walk with you, whether that's receiving divine love, power, grace, presence, confidence. Let yourself receive that gift now in this moment. And allow yourself to trust your body, one step at a time, listening and discerning, creating safe containers so that you, your essence, your body, your energy can feel safe to emerge within that safe space, that held space of possibility. And then trusting, letting it bloom. You have a beautiful, sweet, amazing gift on this planet to share that is uniquely yours. I invite you to feel and connect with it and trust what emerges as you listen to your body one step at a time. Gratitude. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for your inquiries. And have a wonderful, beautiful day. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn and Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to contact Leslie, please go to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find more information about this at the website, MysterySchoolOfTheTempleArts.com, which is a private temple studio in West Dearborn, Michigan. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you for your calls, and have a wonderful rest of the month.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.